This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This podcast is titled Six Thoughts on How to Sort of Work Through a Recession or How to Manage Yourself Through a Recession. First, make sure you're doing great at your job and trying to keep your job secure. This is sort of bullet point one. Keep your job secure. You keep on doing well. This takes care of a lot of other things. Second, look for ways to cut your spending so you're less fragile to job loss or loss of income. So try and get your spending under control. Whatever expenses you have that you can't control, try and get them under control. Third, work to develop an emergency savings fund. We like as much as possible this emergency savings fund. This should be money that's really in cash or liquid assets, not really in equities, not money that's subject to the ups and downs of the market. Fourth, and we talk about this often in so many contexts, and it's just as true in a recession, make sure you have an allocation of equities and bonds that you can live with through ups and downs in the market. So the market goes down 20%, 30%. You want to have an allocation of equities and bonds that's not going to cause you to lose sleep, to freak out, to sort of lose it, or to force you to have to sell it when it's going down. So an allocation that works for you is so important. Fifth, look to pay down debt so that you're less fragile in the case of a recession. And again, you have to balance this against having a great emergency fund. So probably more important to have a great emergency fund to pay down debt, but you do want to, wherever possible, pay down debt, particularly higher interest debt. Finally, sixth, don't try and make rash moves. Don't make rash moves under pressure. It usually causes people to make bad moves. So think through, be cautious. You do want to be aggressive about cutting expenses. Other than that, don't make rash moves. The final thing is, in any time of duress, it's critical that you take care of your mental and physical health. And so if I was to add one thing to all of this, it's to be very mindful of your physical and mental health through challenging times, because it's a time when those things could become quite stressed and becomes harder to do everything else. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. This came out of a question I was asked me the other day. What do I do in the case of a recession? Here's what I think you do. Here's six or seven thoughts. And again, not to lose sight of the seventh, which is to take care of your physical and mental health. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We'll be back with you with more later today or tomorrow. Thank you very much.